the pose in which the dinosaur is hung, while being true to science, will also involve a degree of artistic interpretation to really bring the exhibit to life.
A little bit more of a sine wave in it, because it's a little too flat and it's not moving well. So myself and Kevin have been working on the tail, and I personally don't like the way it looks, and we're going to be actually taking that down next week and putting a slight bend in that to give it a little bit more life. But it's just a visual movement. For instance, we might change the toes just a little bit to give this thing a sneaking feeling or a pausing feeling. But it's very, very, very subtle. You might move one toe just 1 inch in one direction, and that changes how you visualize this whole thing.
But putting dinosaurs back together is about more than just reconstructing skeletons. We need to work out how they stood, how they moved, and even understand the details of their physiology. And that's not something that's easy to get right. For example, we used to think that T-Rex held its head high with its tail dragging along the ground. We saw it as a cold-blooded, lizard-like creature. It wasn't until recently that T-Rex became a forward-thrusting aggressor, so fast it could apparently outrun a car. So how did a T-Rex stand? And was it really that quick? Paleontologists now have access to an incredible set of clues that can help us understand the posture and movement of dinosaurs. It's a set of clues that can tell us what they might have looked like in the flesh. A set of clues that can even shed light on how quickly they might have run. And a set of clues that we all see every day.
Birds are the living descendants of a dinosaur because dinosaurs have living descendants. Dinosaurs are not extinct. They did not become extinct at the end of the Mesozoic era.